Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher, as well as the publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. I'll tell you, we're in for a special treat today. I've always loved learning more about the sacred essence of who we are, right? And one of those parts of who we are the chakras. And I've always been drawn to reading about them, learning about them, actually implementing some of what I read. And with me today, we're going to be talking about chakra healing with Michelle Fondin. And Michelle's the author of Chakra Healing for Vibrant Energy and The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda, and is the owner of the Ayurvedic Path Yoga and Wellness Studio, where she practices as an Ayurvedic lifestyle counselor and as a yoga and meditation teacher. She holds a Vedic Master Certificate from the Chopra Center and has worked with Dr. Deepak Chopra teaching yoga and meditation. Michelle, welcome to Inspired Conversations.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been enjoying your book, and I was like, I have to have her on the show because, over the last, I'd say, probably 5 or 6 years, I'm drawn to all of this. And when I saw the book was about healing, right, and a part of why I was drawn to your book, because it's about how to understand the role of our chakras in facilitating healing, balance, personal power, and everyday well-being. And I'm like, who doesn't want that?
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't realize, you know, like most of us, for most of my life, I didn't realize that right within us are the tools. It's this powerful resource that we have right within reach. And so thank you for joining me today to help us understand the chakras more.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm excited.
So, you know, for those who are listening who are going, what? A chakra? Which I did, many said that many years ago. So let's start there. What is a chakra?
Yes, so chakras are energy centers within the body. There are many chakras in the body. However, what our focus is on the 7 main chakras from the base of the spine up through to the crown of the head. The word chakra literally means wheel or disc, and think of them as spinning vortices of energy that are spinning like never-ending, powerful energy, just spinning, and they encompass various areas within the physical body, but also encompass certain emotions and experiences in our life and tie together to certain aspects of our personality. And so physiologically, it's like nerve endings and organs and different parts of the body. So it's just concentrated areas of energy.
And one of the things that I've discovered in myself is, like, as I try to learn to tune in, you know, and not label something as illness, I ask my body now, what are you trying to tell me? Is that what, in the work that you do with healing and the chakras, are our chakras a messenger for us?
Absolutely. Just like all of our body cells are actually messengers for us. We also think, and as you mentioned, you don't like to think of it as illness, and Ayurveda or Ayurvedic medicine from India works in the same way, where it is focusing on balance versus imbalance, and our body is constantly sending us messages of wellness and illness, and it's trying to, like, say, hey, something's a little off here, you know, help. And so it's up to us to bring awareness to our bodies in order to help heal them. But yeah, our bodies have innate wisdom. And if we follow the path of that wisdom, then we can move toward wellness in a much faster way than when we're looking outside of ourselves for the answers.
And I think so many of us, I mean, I was there, you know, for the first 40 years of my life, I looked outside of myself for the answers. And when I got on this journey, it's like, no. I know what my body's trying to tell me. It's just learning to decipher it. And that's why I'm so excited to have you here. So I'm always curious about my guest's personal journey, because I've always found that sometimes our own personal journey leads us to the work we're meant to do in the world. So
absolutely.
When did you first start learning about chakras and why?
So I started learning first about the chakras when I had a diagnosis of thyroid cancer when I was 28. And I had always been interested in spiritual health and healing and wholeness and wellness since I was about 18. And I knew that when I had my cancer diagnosis, first of all, I was completely baffled because I thought I was living a healthy life. And I was blindsided by this diagnosis and all the doctors that were saying, you've got to do this quickly, get surgery, get this radioactive iodine therapy. And I knew there had to be a different solution. I said, well, I'll go along with it because I'm young. I don't know why this happened, but I want to find out why it happened. So while I was doing the traditional medical treatments, in conjunction to that, I was reading a lot on alternative health and healing and complementary health and healing, and I stumbled upon a book that opened me up to the chakras. And when I was reading specifically about the fifth chakra, which is the area of the throat where the thyroid gland is too, because a lot of people don't even know where the thyroid gland is. It sits at the bottom of your throat, kind of near where your collarbone is, and it is a vital organ. And I was reading on the throat chakra in about verbal expression and speaking your truth and being able to express yourself beautifully through the words that are in your heart, that reside within your heart. I realized that through my whole childhood and my whole young adulthood, I had been sick in the throat. I had gotten tonsillitis and strep throat, and I had mononucleosis with an abscess in my throat that had to be surgically opened, and then the thyroid cancer. So I was like, there's something to this. It's not just a coincidence that there's this repetitive pattern of becoming ill in my throat area, and then I tied it to not being able to speak out for myself or speak my inner truth. I was more of a people pleaser. I grew up in a very dysfunctional household where I had to be the good girl. So that was the connection, and I had that aha moment. I was like, whoa, there's really something deep here.
That is powerful, and I'm almost like I have a soul giggle inside, because that's what led me to start working with the chakras. I have thyroid issues, and I kept saying, you know, why? And that someone told me about the chakras. I dove in there, and I have hypothyroid. And I've been able, through that work, and let me say before I say this out loud, I do not recommend anyone else do this. This was my spiritual journey, medical journey. But they had told me I would have to be on medication for the rest of my life for thyroid because of my levels. But I just started doing the chakra work and really tuning in. And I've been medication-free for 8 years, and my stats have stayed good after 16 years on meds.
Now
my daughter has Hashimoto's, and I would not tell her to do that. Does that make sense? It's a personal journey for everyone. So, but that is what got me into the chakras, when I said, where am I not sharing my heart, my soul, my truth? So thank you for having the courage to walk this path and bring this work out, because how many others don't realize that there's a tie-in to whatever, you know, their physical symptom is, that if they look deep enough, they can find that it aligns with one of the chakras. And if they start there, things can shift.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find that it's a starting point, as you mentioned, to be able to start that conversation with your body and to start listening to your body's inner wisdom and inner messages. Because like a persistent toddler, everyone knows, I'm sure, even if you don't have children, if you've babysat children, you know that persistent toddler that if they want something, they're going to keep tugging at you until they get what they want. But your body is like that too, and sometimes we just don't pay attention. Your body's going to give you teeny tiny little symptoms and little tugs here and little pulls here, and if you don't listen, it's going to keep getting more aggravated and giving you bigger signs and bigger symptoms. And So it's neat when we learn about the chakras and which areas of the body correspond to each of the chakras, we can learn to listen to the quieter pleas of the body before they become these humongous outbursts or temper tantrums. So
exactly. And it's, but it's so true, right? It's the signs, it's up to us to be tuned in. Mm-hmm. Right? Our body has given us the signals, but we, I think in this busy, busy world, so many of us are going 100 miles an hour that we're disconnected from our bodies. And so that's a topic for another day, but the information is there. Our body, our soul, our essence is trying to communicate with us at all times so that we can live a healthy, vibrant life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, a little more detail about how do we know if one or more of our chakras are blocked, and a little about, you know, why it happens. And we'll dive in a little deeper when we come back from our first break. I'll be back in a moment with Michelle Fondon, and you can learn more at michellefondonauthor.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Michelle Fondon, author of Chakra Healing for Vibrant Energy. And guess what we're talking about? The chakras. So, Michelle, how do we know if one of our chakras are blocked? Let's say someone listening is really new to this. How can she begin to tune in?
Well, there are several ways. The first, as we mentioned, is through the physical body. So through the physical body, we can notice the signs and symptoms that our body is providing for us. And those are our little messages. So, for example, I believe that each person has a specific chakra that they're constantly dealing with throughout life that's always giving them messages. And so that might translate as physical symptoms that you get, for example, when you're starting to feel out of balance or super stressed. I'll take the example of a person who, when they get stressed, they get irritable bowel syndrome and acid reflux. So that is indicative of the power chakra, your personal power, the third chakra or the area of the solar plexus that is the fiery element, just like the sun. And so if every single time for you when you get stressed, those are your symptoms, that is your chakra that you need to pay close attention to that might be either excessive in energy or depleted in energy, in other words, blocked and not balanced. So that is an example of taking note of your physical symptoms. Then there's the emotional symptoms. So you can look at your emotions and how you deal with things. Like, for example, if you're having a hard time forgiving people, every time someone does you wrong, you have a really, really hard time forgiving you other people. That has, or yourself even. I said you, and that wasn't a mistake. Or yourself. Sometimes we have trouble forgiving ourselves, and that is the heart chakra. So then you need to really focus inward on your area of love and compassion and empathy and forgiveness and figure out, like, what's going on here? Why is it so hard for me to forgive? So that's another level. Then you can have a more energetic or spiritual level, where I ask students often to just, like, place their hands on each of the chakras as they scan their body from head to toe, and kind of, you could put your hand on the crown of your head, the crown chakra, and just kind of breathe and close your eyes and just feel the energy there. And then move down through each of the chakras with your hand on various locations on each of the seven, and just breathe and just feel the energy. Does it feel like the energy is flowing? Does it feel like it's slower? Is it cold or is it warm? Does it feel like you are breathing fully into that area? Or when you're breathing and directing your breath into that area, does it feel more blocked and muddy or like viscous? So there are many different ways that we can tell. And you can also go to an energy healer, like a Reiki master, Reiki practitioner, or some massage therapists are even versed in being able to tell which areas of your body or your chakras are blocked. So there are many, many different ways, but a lot of times the simple awareness exercise to bring that to your body can tell you where you might be holding on to blockages.
And when someone's fear-based, you know, I have two family members, one is pretty young, and I can see it. That's the root, right? Because it's just constant anxiety, which breaks your heart when it's a young person like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and so, you know, I've given her a couple books because I'm the woo-woo aunt, right?
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing, guess who she reaches out to? She goes, Auntie, I need something about positive thinking and all this. And I'm like, well, I'm going to give you some other stuff too. So she told me that she's been doing some visualization exercises, but I'm noticing I have a large spiritual community of women, you know, because of Aspire magazine, and I have a lot of groups. And I'm noticing that when there's a lot going on in the world, a lot of triggers activate the fears and anxiety. If someone listening right now, if that's one of their struggles, mm-hmm. what is something they could do in their life, with their body, anything you can guide on working with the root chakra?
Absolutely. So the root chakra is, as you mentioned, it's our area of security. It's having our basic needs met. It's understanding that we're taken care of in this world and we don't need to worry. So many people, and this is completely normal because we have that good old fight or flight response that's hardwired in our limbic system, that many people just, they live in fear, they live in anxiety. And as you mentioned, there's a lot going on in the world, and I think there's always been a lot going on in the world, but I think it's ever present because it's accessible to us in the way of our smartphones, in the way of text messages and these warnings that come across the phone and the TV screen and the internet screen. So we're more aware of this ever-present instability in chaos. So if you are feeling that way, like many of us feel, the best thing you can do is start a meditation practice that is daily, because what that is going to do, it's going to help ground you, and it's going to help you get out of that fight-or-flight mode, that fear-based mode, and get you more into a restful awareness mode. So that's one thing you can do. The second thing is take a media fast. If you can, take a media fast. Don't watch the news. Don't read the newspapers. I first learned this when I was going through my cancer treatment in Dr. Andrew Weil's 8 Weeks to Optimal Health. He suggested taking a media fast. I started it then, and I never stopped. So, you know, I let in little bits of news, just little bits. I don't immerse myself in that because that's extremely anxiety-provoking. And the third thing you can do is eat very grounding foods. I talk a lot about food in this book and in The Wheel of Feeling with Ayurveda. But grounding foods are really important. A lot of times we go for trend diets, like some people like no carbs and paleo and, you know, no gluten. And so what ends up happening is we're eating a lot of foods that are not grounding. And for someone who is experiencing a lot of fear and anxiety, you need more of those grounding foods. You need some of those holistic whole grains like brown rice or quinoa with some organic butter and with some oil that's going to just help to keep you more rooted and grounded to this earth and not so much up in your head where it's that more airiness and spaciness that can keep you so anxious.
Those are great tips. One of the things I notice if I feel that I'm off balance there is I like to go sit under a tree, like put the base of my spine against my favorite tree. We live right in the middle of the woods on the water. And I like to picture that any worries and concerns are going right out my you know, spine bone right into the ground. And nature always helps me reground, recenter. But I love the idea of grounding foods because you're right. So many of us can be guilty of that too. We're like, oh, let's try this. Mm-hmm. So those are great tips. So thank you.
Thank you.
So I've read, and by the way, the cover of the book is gorgeous. I forgot to tell you that.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that before we jumped on. How do we heal and balance our chakras? How often do you recommend scanning and doing all this so we can stay in balance?
Yeah, I recommend doing it if you can on a daily basis. That's why I really encourage a meditation mindfulness practice, even with guided meditation. Even if you're not comfortable with meditation, you could do a guided meditation, but you can always just take a minute, even a minute before or after meditation, to just scan your body and just see where you are, like see where your body is today and what you might be experiencing and which chakras. And sometimes it just changes based on the experiences that you happen to be experiencing that week or that day or that morning even. And just, you know, just keeping a constant check with your body. And every time you feel something, the problem that I've encountered with a lot of students and even family members, I'm sure you've noticed this too, that as soon as they feel a minor ache or pain or discomfort, they're like, oh my gosh, I gotta call the doctor. This is not normal. Or they go on WebMD and they're like just searching for something. And the best thing you can do is when you're doing your little body scan, if you do feel a little twinge somewhere, maybe in your tummy or in your lower back or something, and as you mentioned, you can talk to your body. You can say, you know, what is the message that you need to give to me today? What is this? What is this about? And you can do that. And also you can take, as I set up the book, you can take one chakra and do a one chakra practice for like a week or do it for a month and just make a commitment to, okay, the month of May, I'm focusing on the root chakra, and then take the month of June for the second chakra and just say, that's going to be my focus. And it's just a really fun way to be able to just give care to those areas of your body, to those chakras, and just open it up, and you learn more about yourself the deeper you go into the practice of opening your chakras.
Yeah, and we could do, like, I love, because there's the seven main energy centers, we could do one a day so that every week, it's really just taking the time to tune in, right? So getting in the habit to tune in. One of my, the mantras or affirmations I gave my niece and I gave my grandson when he lost his mom 2 years ago when he was 16. And so, of course, that brings up a lot of security and fear and all of that. And he's open, you know, he's a lot like his grandma. So I said, you know, Ty, when you're feeling anxious or off center, my go-to mantra is, in this moment, all is well. Because it brings me back into my body and out of my head. And sometimes I have to say it 222 times, but but it just keeps recentering. That's what you mean, is finding a practice that works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about honoring our cycles of rest and activity. And when we honor the cycles of rest, because most of us are really good at honoring the cycles of activity, when we honor the cycles of rest, we can regain not only balance, but we can regain that wisdom because we're open to it. We're open to listening to that wisdom. And just, you know, the taking the time out helps you to do that.
That's something I think so many of us, and I'll speak for myself many years ago, I was on that hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. That I was so disconnected from my body because it was like, I just got to go, go, go. I don't have time to listen to you until a cosmic 2x4 hit me when I was 40, a mini stroke, and I'm 50, and I'm 56 now. That wakes you up like your diagnosis did, right? And
absolutely.
It still took me, I was still a slow learner for another 7 or 8 years after that, but that's why I host the show. That's why I publish Aspire Magazine. There are extraordinary experts like you that have other ways of doing things, other ways of reminding us that there's another way of living that's higher vibration, energetically aligned with the truth of who we are. And I want this information to get out there because I know it can change lives.
Absolutely.
So one of the things I noticed too in your book is you have, like, you share daily affirmations.
I love the daily affirmations because you said it's like a little mantra that you can use when you are feeling uneasy, right? So for the root chakra, it's, I am secure and grounded. My basic needs are met. I am fearless. So it's just taking you back to that all is well, really. That's what that is.
Yeah, now that you said it,
it is.
But I think, too, is... I love having a touch point. So for affirmations and mantras for me, and I just have a few that I've used for years, that's my touch point, right? That's what is my go-to thing because I've always struggled with meditation, but I love guided meditation. So I'm glad you mentioned that because so many of us, and I was one that used to judge myself all the time going, oh, I can't meditate. I just can't do it. And then I said, okay, I'm just wired a little differently, but I can do guided meditation. And so I want everyone who feels they can't do meditation, start where you are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It just matters that you stop and just be for a while and find a way that works for you. It's powerful, as Michelle's talking about today. So we're going to jump to break. When we come back in, I want to dive even deeper into this conversation, and I'll be back in a moment with Michelle Fondin of MichelleFondinAuthor.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines of your life? Do you feel disconnected from your truth and inner joy? Are you ready to start marching to the sound of your own drum instead of living on autopilot? It's time to start consciously creating your life from a place of personal power and to accept the support you need to create and live your authentic life. Coach and international best-selling author Felicia Baucom specializes in empowering women to march to their own drum and create their own unique path to happiness. Felicia has a gift for balancing grassroots pragmatism with the spiritual side of life. She inspires women to connect with their inner rebel so they can uncover the next chapter of their lives. Visit MarchToYourOwnDrum.com today to schedule your complimentary Heart's Desire Breakthrough Session.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Michelle Fondon, author of Chakra Healing for Vibrant Energy, Exploring Your Seven Energy Centers with Mindfulness, Yoga, and Ayurveda. So I used to think when I first got on the path, that, okay, do I have to work on my chakras in a certain order? Is there a wrong way to do it? Is there a right way to do it? What if I do it wrong? What's going to happen to my chakras? And so, come on, help us dispel some myths here.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I get this actually a lot. That's not unique to you, and it's not unique to anybody else. Everybody feels that way. And I think it's just our Western mindset of our upbringing and education, where we have to do things right and we have to do things perfectly to please the teacher. And so we get into this mindset that it has to be perfect. But I think with a lot of spiritual practices and alternative health practices, is the intention that is there is the one that leads the way. So there is no wrong way to do it. And even with the mantra sounds, I had a reader email me and said, I don't understand how to do the mantra sounds, and I'm not sure if it's pronounced this way or this way. And so, I kindly responded, but then she responded back like she wasn't even sure of the sounds. And I said, oh, hey, look, they're on video. I have them on video. You can hear me chant them. But, there is no wrong way or no wrong lead-in to the chakras. So it's not like you need to do them in a specific order as far as healing, or you don't have to do, like, let's say, diet first and then emotional healing and then the mantra and then the whatever. So you don't need to do it in any specific order. However, that being said, if you're sick in a specific area of the body, do that one first. So if you just had a heart attack or you know that you have high blood pressure, focus on the heart chakra first, because there's something going on there. And you can reverse heart disease even through this work, through the yoga breathing, through the yoga poses, through mindfulness. Like, there's a lot you can do to heal each of the areas of the body. But if you're ailing in one part, definitely start with that part. And then if you're feeling well in general, if just overall you're open to preventive health measures, then I would say start at the root chakra and move on up to the crown, because there is an opening. There's an opening and there's an awakening of the energy as you move up through the spine.
That's a great tip. Thank you. Which one? I'm thinking of a family member now that you said, if you have consistent lungs, that would be what, solar plexus?
That lungs are actually heart chakra.
Oh, it is connected.
Because the air element is the heart, is the element of air. So air is lungs.
So that would be grief, unprocessed grief?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It could be that. It could be a feeling of either constriction, like constriction not being able to move outward with love and compassion into the world. Maybe they weren't allowed to express their love, so they're feeling constricted in the area of the lungs. So, it could be a lot. There's a lot of emotions surrounding the heart. The heart is like one of the major, major chakras, because not only does it involve a lot of major stuff, so we've got the heart, we've got the lungs, we've got the bronchial passages. So we're talking about heart beating and air bringing life, so that's a lot. But it also encompasses a lot of emotions, and having that emotion of love and connectedness and relationships and feeling this symbiotic relationship into peacefulness, it all affects the heart, but it also connects matter, physical matter, and then it connects spirit, which is our three lower chakras are the physical matter chakras, and the three higher chakras, the fifth, sixth, and seventh, are the chakras of spirit, and the heart connects both of those together.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a family member. He has always had bronchitis ever since we were children, right? So, and, you know, he's a little younger than me. It's my brother. I had the same thing. So growing up, we would every year would have to share the daybed in the living room, right? Oh, they're both homesick with the same thing. But when I went on the spiritual path, and I had it every year, probably from 15 to 30 years old, and I'm 56. When I got on the spiritual path and started just working on the emotional levels, do you know, with the exception of one bout of the flu that, you know, turned into more than that, those issues in my lungs have not come back. And they told me that, you know, that was my weak area. That's the medical, right? Mm-hmm. But I watch him continually suffer with it 25 years later. So when I see the contrast of, I was told I would always have those lung issues, but I don't. And I look at the work I've done on chakras and different other things. I can see the effects. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, it makes total sense.
I see the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that breaks my heart, right? That we can see something and we want to help someone else, but until they're ready.
Yeah.
You know, and he loves me. He'll say, all right, just give me a book. I'll read it. You know, I'm the like I said, I'm the woo sister, but it's actually doing it and embracing it and diving deep. And I'm sure you, as from your own personal experience, you stepped out to share this message because of the impact it's made in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And look at how many lives you're touching now.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I mean, I love that so much that I'm able to reach out and touch so many people's lives through this. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. That's the thing, is that we sometimes get caught up in we think that God is punishing us or life is punishing us when we have these hardships or illnesses or experiences. So we can either look at that as being a victim of whatever, life, God, whatever, or we can look at it as like, how can I turn this experience around to help other people and help other people to heal and be open and whatever it is. And I just felt it was my mission at age 28. After that, I just said, I know that there's other people suffering. I know that Western medicine doesn't have all the answers. I get it. I get it now. And so that's been my mission since that point. I just said, if I suffered through this and not being able to know how to move beyond the limitations of Western medicine, then a ton of other people probably have no idea. So yeah, that's what I said, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, I've always said on the show, because I just celebrated my second anniversary with the show, and I was reflecting on the extraordinary woman that I've had. And I'll tell you, all the conversations I've had, I'm sure you've discovered this in your work, our mess becomes our message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And I'm like,
yeah.
So when we're going, sometimes what we perceive at that moment as our darkest times, right? Like when you were going through your cancer diagnosis. In that moment, could you ever have imagined that you would be here on the radio show? I have two books.
Absolutely not. Now, you know, I had some dark moments. So this is for those of you that are suffering from cancer and other illnesses, even depression and anxiety, because one of my side effects from getting my thyroid removed were psychological side effects. And those are things that I had never experienced before in my life. I mean, we all have ups and downs, and we have bad days and good days, but mine went to a really dark place. And it was just this extreme hormonal imbalance after getting my thyroid removed. And like, I was in a really dark place, and I was like, I didn't want to live anymore. I was like, this is the most horrible thing ever. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to climb out of the hole, like that hole of anxiety, that hole of depression. Like, I didn't think it was possible to climb out of it. And luckily, I have really strong faith. I have really strong faith in God, and I believe that there's a higher power out there looking out for us. And that was the only thing I could hold on to for at least two years. Like, I was in a really dark place for a long time, and I didn't think I could get out. And you know, here I am, you know, almost 20 years later on the other end, and I would never repeat what I went through, but the lessons that I learned from going through that, I just think that that was the purpose. That was the purpose, was my mission out into the world. But yeah, when you're in it, it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel that good.
Yeah, it's almost like you had to experience it to be the spiritual messenger that you are now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And I found that in my own life too. So I just love how, first off, thank you for sharing that part of your story so that a woman that's listening right now who may be going through a tough, dark time that thinks there is no light out there waiting for her, there is. You know,
yeah,
Michelle's living proof, I'm living proof. Listen to a lot of the episodes on Inspired Conversations. Many will bring tears to your eyes. You are divinely protected, and everything is going to work out. So, you know, in our last segment, Michelle, I want to talk about, because your book, what I love about it, it's not just the chakras. Like, you blend mindfulness, yoga, and Ayurveda, and you include yoga, asanas, and pranayama exercises to heal the chakras. And that's throughout your whole book. So I was like, ooh. So for those who wanted to, so talk about that a little bit, and then if there's any way that, you know, we can watch some videos, like that woman who wasn't sure how to pronounce something or do something.
Right.
So just tell us why that was so important to you to include those in the book.
Right. So I have been a yoga teacher since 2008. I've been an Ayurvedic practitioner since the same time and meditation teacher since 2009. I have taught hundreds and hundreds of people through my yoga studio, my yoga practice, about not only Ayurvedic healing, but about the chakras. And for about, gosh, it's been almost 10 years now, all through the summers, I do a chakra series where I focus on one chakra per week with my students, and we do our yoga poses and pranayama exercises that correspond to each of those chakras. And it is the most enlightening and fun series that I ever do throughout the year. And the students are so awakened to their chakras and amazed at the healing benefits of just even sitting in the yoga poses for that specific chakra, that I knew that that had to be an integral part of the healing journey. Yoga is so powerful. It's more powerful than anybody can ever really know until they're in it. Unfortunately, in today's world, a lot of the yoga that we're presented with, it's great because people are doing yoga. I love it. I'm like, yeah, the more yoga, the better. But unfortunately for the healing aspect of yoga, a lot of it's the really fast-paced and heated yoga and like hot rooms, and the students aren't really gaining the benefits of the real hardcore healing part of the practice. So what my hopes were when writing this book were to help people with the more healing aspects of yoga to be able to sit in the yoga asanas and to be able to use the breathing to breathe into those areas of the body for that specific chakra to really focus on healing. And that is the focus of that.
So it's more the slow yoga, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's being present in your body.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there somewhere that, you know, my listeners can watch some videos of these movements online? Because I want to know this because I wouldn't even know where to start. I'm going to make a confession, Michelle, on air, that I've never taken a yoga class.
Oh, that's okay.
And at the end of, no, it's not, because my heart has been drawn to it. And here's the thing, 1/6 of a mile at the end of my dirt road is a yoga studio. And I'm good friends with the owner. And she says, Linda, if you would just walk in the door, I will give you a private lesson so you feel comfortable. Because I have this thing that I don't have flexibility. That's somewhere along the line I picked up that story, that I can't do that. I'm not flexible. And it became the script. Right? So I'm like, I can't go to class. I can't even touch my toes. So let's talk about that for a moment. For someone...
Well, let's talk about this. So my oldest, do you want to know how old my oldest client is?
How old?
93.
Oh my goodness. You know what? You just took away my excuse already. You knew what you were doing.
So she came to me, and I go to her home, her daughter's home. She came to me because she was on a respirator. She still is. She still has to take oxygen. But she had this huge bout of pneumonia, and she was hospitalized for like a month. And she came out, and her daughter hired me to teach her how to breathe. So when I taught her how to breathe, at first she was so fragile she couldn't move. She's sitting in this chair and with this respirator, and I was like, shoot, what am I going to do? So I taught her how to breathe yoga breathing. So pretty soon after that, she was not only doing yoga breathing with me and down on her oxygen by a liter, so she had reduced her oxygen level by a liter from the machine, and then she started doing all these yoga poses in a chair with me. And she's this, like, tiny woman with, you know, the hunchback. She's got the hunchback, and she's fragile. But, man, she was whipping out those yoga poses in that chair, and she's still doing it today. And that was 3 years ago, so she is just amazing.
What a spitfire she is, and you just took away all my excuses to walk in there. I shouldn't have brought that up. So, but thank you, because I know there's some friends of mine, different reasons, like, oh, no, you know, it's too slow for me. And then others are saying, you know, I can't do the other one. I think there's a lot of confusion about what yoga is and how to find the one for your type, for your energetic type,
Absolutely.
For your own physical type. So I think that's your next book, Michelle. There's a lot of confusion about, you know, how to energetically pick the one for you.
Yeah, well, you know, and I do talk about it a little bit in The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda as well. So that one, I do touch on that.
Oh, good. I'll have to grab a copy of that one.
Yeah, we talk about exercises for your mind-body type. So yoga is included in that one. But I have the videos on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Michelle Fondon Author, on all the chakras. The only chakra I haven't finished yet is the seventh chakra yoga poses. That'll be out sometime this week. But I have all the pranayama exercises, the breathing exercises in 7 videos, the yoga poses in separate videos, so you don't have to do both at the same time. If you don't want to, like, go overkill, you could just do one or the other or just watch them consecutively. And I go through all of them, so you can do the breathing and then do the yoga and just be introduced to them.
And that's powerful. What a gift for you to be educating and giving those kind of resources to everyone. So thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome.
So is there a piece of wisdom, tip, guidance that you feel led that you want to share with our listeners in the closing moments?
I would just say you have the inner healer within you. Don't think for a moment that even if you're not educated in health and wellness and alternative healing, that you don't have it. You have that inner wisdom, and all you need to do is get quiet enough to access it, and it's powerful. It'll begin to awaken in you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being here today with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Linda. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I want to remind everyone of your website. It's michellefondonauthor.com. Be sure to check out her YouTube channel, which I just did, by the way, so I'm on there. I wanted to make sure. And you just go to YouTube and enter in Michelle Fondon Author, and it will pop right up. So I got you right in front of me, girl.
Awesome.
So thank you, everyone, for being here today. I look forward to seeing you here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, it's your soul letting you know it's time for a change. You're being nudged to let go of anxiety, regret, and playing small so you can embrace the limitless soul that you are. Your journey begins by recognizing that right now, in this moment, you are enough. Through her coaching, programs, and retreats, international best-selling author, speaker, and spiritual mentor, Lara J. helps others courageously transform their disconnected lives into joy-filled, meaningful ones. Imagine living a life full of ease, vibrant health, thriving relationships, and meaningful work without sacrificing yourself to achieve it. If you're ready to own your worth and begin living your limitless life, Lara invites you to claim your free, more than enough ebook and meditation at larajay.com and learn more about her offerings.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, The advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.